USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The skies are a little more crowded this weekend.
Some 10 million passengers are expected to pass through airports across the USA over Memorial Day weekend. Right there with them at LAX is this woman headed to Japan who talked with KTLA.
I haven't seen them for about 3 years.
Air travel for the holiday weekend is back to its highest level in over 3 years. I'm Jeremy Scott.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's confident a deal will be reached by the June 5th deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking at the Capitol this morning, McCarthy said,
I don't give up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many times it takes. You want to make sure you get an agreement worthy of the American public.
He's meeting with White House negotiators for another round of talks today as they try to resolve the final areas of disagreement. President Biden also expressing optimism that negotiators are very close to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. The president made the comments as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has given a little more breathing room to Congress by pushing back the date the U.S. may default to June 5th. Vice President Kamala Harris is making history by delivering the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Harris told graduates that they are entering a world filled with threats to global security and stability. This July will mark the 47th anniversary that women were first admitted to West Point. A judge in South Carolina has temporarily blocked that state's new 6-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children, but the judge put the temporary hold on the law until the state Supreme Court can determine if it's constitutional. Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's lawyers that they have an audio recording of Trump and a witness as evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. The evidence was made public in a court filing on Friday. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Texas lawmakers have begun impeachment proceedings on State Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee has filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Consumers spent more in April. New government figures show consumer spending rose 0.8%, which is double what analysts had expected. It's also the biggest jump in consumer spending in 3 months. New car purchases helped boost spending last month, even with higher interest rates. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season.
The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. The upcoming season is expected to be less active than in recent years. That's due to several factors, including a developing El Nino weather pattern this summer, which can limit hurricane development. Hurricane season runs from the 1st of June until the 30th of November. I'm Brad Siegel.
The NHL Western Conference Final continues today with the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Dallas Stars for Game 5 in the best-of-seven series. Vegas holds a 3-game-to-1 lead and could be headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in 6 years with a win today. And the NBA Eastern Conference Finals are headed back to Miami tonight for Game 6 between the Celtics and the Heat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.